So I am sure that almost all of you drove your car here to St. Bruno's. Maybe some of you walked. I've never taken for granted that I walk to work. Very easy commute. But imagine 500 miles. Or just imagine, what would you drive for? Who would you want to see that would cause you to drive 500 miles? That's what archaeologists believe that the Magi, these three gentlemen that took their time here at St. Bruno's to get to the nativity scene, that originally it was about 500 miles. You know, you might know that my hobby is biblical archaeology. And so there's a number of reasons why they think it was 500 miles. They think it was from the area of Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, which is now modern-day Iraq, Baghdad. Because the word Magi is not a Hebrew word. It's not an Arabic word. It's a Babylonian word. And it simply means wise person, intelligent person. And they believe that when they were looking up in the sky, they did see a light. Because there's a brand new field in archaeology called paleoastronomy. Because, you know, all of the stars and the planets are in fixed orbits and fixed trajectories. So computers can very easily read back, just kind of go put everything in reverse and read back in time where all of these stars and planets were yesterday and any day in the past that you want. And it turns out that around the time that we think Jesus was born, two planets actually were kind of in orbit, seemingly from the viewpoint of the Earth, in the same place. So their light would have been very bright and only for a temporary moment. And from the viewpoint of people in Iraq, it would have been in the east. And so for those reasons, they believe that the Magi came there. That was a 500-mile journey. It would have taken several months across barren desert without a car, only a camel. And that's a long journey. So why would they do this? Well, it says that these are wise, intelligent people. They are used to trying to understand things, and they understand that in the east, in the area of Bethlehem, a king will be born, and they want to go there to see another wise person. They seek out someone who is very bright, who is very intelligent, who can perhaps answer all their questions. I think what a golden opportunity they must have thought. That's worth the journey. If we can go be with someone who can answer all of our questions, we will go 600 miles for that. 500 miles is a bargain. Well, I think any of us would see that would be a golden opportunity as well. I mean, I have questions. Who's on the phone? You know, I wonder, you know, a lot of things. You know, I sometimes seriously wonder why does one person get sick and another person stays healthy, right? How to find peace in the Middle East? How can this family, you know, solve their problems? So these are all questions that I have as well. This might be a nice exercise for you to think. If you could have one, two, or three of any question that you want answered, what question would it be? So I think these wise men are wise, and they felt that they had a golden opportunity, and they went to see Jesus. Now, if you have questions, there's kind of two people that you might seek out. One person you might consider educated, and the other person you might consider wise, and they each have different questions. If you want to know the capital of New Hampshire, you ask her. What is it? Concord. All right. I knew that. Oh, you were born there. Excellent. But you wised up and came here. Right. So if you want to know kind of factual information, you find someone who's highly educated. They know a lot of things. But if you want to know deeper questions, what's the direction of my life? What should I do with my life? Is this the right decision to make? Then you'll ask someone who is wise. Education is certainly, knowing a lot of things is a function of education, going to college. Wisdom can be anybody at any age. No matter how many years of school you have, you can be very wise because you don't know a lot of things, but you know the important things. You know what's important and what's not. And I think we respect wisdom more. And so these are called wise because they're going to Jesus not because he has a college education, but they feel that he has the bigger answers to the questions of life. And I can imagine during those 500 miles, they're mulling through what they're going to ask. Except none of that happens. It's amazing that it doesn't happen that way. When they arrive in Bethlehem, the Gospels don't record them asking any questions at all. Instead, they do the opposite. Instead of asking for something from Jesus, they give him something. They offer gifts to him. Completely counterintuitive. Not what I would have thought of myself. I would have gone and said, I want to know this, I want to know that, I want to know this. And these three go and say, we have gold and frankincense and myrrh for you. So why is that? Maybe it is because of a lifetime of looking up into the sky and seeing the majestic universe of the stars puts a lot of things in perspective for these wise people. And when you put things in that wise perspective, they recognize that someone else is in charge, that someone else has made this planet, someone else has made this universe, someone else has made me. I didn't cause myself to be born, so someone else is in charge, and they want to go, and the first thing they want to do is offer thanks and offer gifts. So I think that's just a very beautiful thought to reflect on what these three wise men did. I'm sure they had their questions, and I'm sure that you do too. Maybe we can take their example. And if we have a question that we would like to ask God, we absolutely want to ask that question. But maybe we can begin with just a moment of thanks. I give you thanks, O Lord, for the life that I have, and now I have a question. I give you thanks for the universe that you have made, and now I have this question for you. I just think that puts things in a more deeper perspective and recognizes that we are grateful for our life and that someone else is in charge. And we celebrate three people who give us that gift of wisdom tonight.